Hello, welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way, and I'm the host of this short and simple podcast that's typically focused on three areas: a spiritual discipline, a fruit of the Spirit, and a passage of Scripture. However, today we're still kind of in the middle of a 12-week study on the spiritual discipline of simplicity. Today we're going to be talking about clutter, because clutter prevents us from living a free and full life. It inhibits us from living a peaceful and purpose-filled life, because clutter promotes an anxious, frantic, hurried, and rushed experience of reaction. In 1 John 2:6, it says, "Whoever abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." And when I read about Jesus, he did not live a frantic, hurried, rushed life. He lived a purpose-filled, a driven and peaceful life. And people wanted to be around him because he was life-giving, not life draining. He was a non-anxious presence. And typically those are the types of people that others want to hang out with. And if we're going to follow in the way of Jesus, we should walk in the way that he walked. In Proverbs 13:4, it says that the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. Now, riches aren't the end goal here. We want to be diligent. And when dealing with clutter, it is really important that we are diligent to daily declutter. Luke 12:15 says, and this is the Amplified translation, "And he said to them, guard yourselves and keep free from all covetousness, the immoderate desire for wealth, the greedy longing to have more. For a man's life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance, or that which is over and above his needs." A man's life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance, or what is above his needs. I love this translation because it says overflowing abundance. That's kind of what clutter is. It's just overflowing. It gets in the way. It prevents us from living a free and full life. So there's three main things about clutter that I wanted to talk about. Mental clutter has a symbiotic relationship with physical clutter. Physical clutter is distracting. It's out of place. It's chaotic. It doesn't bring a sense of calm and peace and quiet. Some physical clutter can be suffocating for some people, but at the same level, other people can tolerate it. See, everyone has a different clutter threshold. So when we are decluttering, it's important that we have grace, because someone in our household might have a different clutter threshold level. It's important to have rhythms built in to declutter, because once you've reached your clutter threshold, it's a little too late. The work needs to be done, but you are already on edge. If we want to be a non-anxious presence, it is essential that we live below our clutter threshold, both mentally and physically. Second point is that clutter gets in the way. It's distracting, and it doesn't belong. If something is not where it belongs, it attracts clutter. the bags to donate by the front door get in the way of the coat closet and attract other junk that doesn't have a home. If you can't focus at your kid's soccer game because you're running through the grocery list on your phone, responding to emails, and following up on an eBay search, it's pretty clear that you have some mental clutter. Now, it's an overplayed sentiment that guys compartmentalize, because I've met quite a few ladies who also compartmentalize, but it might not be the best thing for emotional wellness. But it certainly aids in helping put things where they belong mentally. Now, maybe, just maybe, we need to compartmentalize our calendars, our bedrooms, and our closets. The third point that I wanted to make is that clutter is just a pile of delayed decisions. The mail that's sitting on the counter, the dishes that are soaking in the sink, the unfolded clothes on the dryer, the RSVP on the fridge, the pile of papers on your desk, the you'll get to it eventually. Well, that's just an open invitation to overwhelming clutter. Do it now, or decide when to do it. But don't trick yourself into thinking the next time you have a free moment, you're automatically going to remember that pile of clutter and sort through it. At least be honest with yourself. The next time I have a free moment, I'm probably going to sit on the couch and just take a deep breath. Not sort through the bills that have been piling up. So here's 5 tips on how to clear the clutter. 1. If it's not being used, put it away or get rid of it. This is pretty simple. All these tips are pretty simple. 2 is focus on the task at hand. Keep a notepad for drifting thoughts. This helps with mental clarity by getting rid of mental clutter. Just those drifting thoughts that come in and out, and oftentimes you can find yourself just lost in thought, and you're not even focused on what you were doing before. So just keep a notepad, or just use your notes on your phone. 3 is to do it now. Complete small tasks immediately, because most tasks can be completed in 2 minutes or less. 4 is every night, find the things that don't belong and bring them home. Every night. 5 is don't walk past the same pile 2 days in a row. Because delayed decisions collect compound interest. And the longer that you don't deal with a decision that you know you need to make, the worse it gets. Don't walk past the same pile 2 days in a row. So just to review, mental clutter has a symbiotic relationship with physical clutter. Clutter gets in the way, it's distracting, and it does not belong. And clutter is a pile of delayed decisions. Thanks for tuning in to This Is The Way podcast. I hope that this was helpful for you. I know that today's episode was a lot more practical and less kind of theory. It was not as theological or even biblical as a lot of the episodes have been. I know I only mentioned 3 Bible verses at the beginning, but I tend to agree with James when he says that to him who knows what is good and fails to do it, to that man, it is sin. I also think of Richard Foster in his book Celebration of Disciplines. On his chapter of fasting, he says that discipline creates freedom. And it is for freedom that Christ set us free. We are called to freedom. So get rid of all the distractions, get rid of all of the clutter. Once you do that, once you get rid of the mental and physical clutter, it's a whole lot easier to step into your calling and your purpose. If you have some time, please share this podcast with a friend, leave a review, rate it on iTunes, and if you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes to leave a voicemail or send me an email. I hope that you have a great day, and keep it simple, friends.